contact A. Hines at hostessbrands.com. Hostess Brands LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. It is 8:29. 12 degrees, wind chill of 2 below out there this morning.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And we're pleased to have with us Jessica Buchholz of Emporia Main Street here this morning. One big activity, kind of transitioning phases, but a lot of other big activities on the schedule.
Jess, good morning. How are you?
Hey guys, good morning. I'm doing well. It's a little cold out there, but doing good.
Good deal. Well, second annual Show of Hands pitch contest is what we're going to focus on, at least to start things here, Jess. And it sounds like the participation deadline is pretty much upon us now.
That's right. Today is the day. So if you are interested in starting or expanding a business, or you know someone that is, you should hop over to our website, which is EmporiaMainStreet.com, and click on the Show of Hands button on the homepage and learn about this really great opportunity for entrepreneurs.
How does this actually help entrepreneurs, and how is this different from other, you know, pitch contests that maybe we've seen here either in Emporia or across, really across the state in years past?
Sure. Well, the big difference is the audience that is listening to the pitches that will take place on March 9th are really voting with their dollars for those different concepts. So if you can envision going through this program, the entrepreneur will submit an application with us, and that's online. And then they'll work with Emporia Main Street and get ready to do essentially a business pitch, which will happen on March 9th. And the community can come and listen to these pitches by purchasing tickets, and you can purchase more than one ticket per person, but at the end of the pitches, you actually go and vote for the concepts that you want your dollars to go to.
So what do you buy a ticket for?
So a ticket's a vote. So I could, as an individual, buy 20 tickets and listen to all of the pitches, and then for pitch A, I might drop 5 tickets in their bucket. For pitch B, I might drop another 5, and then if I really liked pitch D, I might put 10 in there. So as you buy those tickets, those are actually your votes, and the entrepreneurs that are doing the pitches, once they go through the process and once they actually start their business, they will get the dollars that were projected in those votes.
So how much is a ticket? What do you buy a ticket? What's the...
It's $10.
$10. Okay. There we go.
So you can buy one, or you can buy two, or you can buy 20. It's whatever you want to do. But the cool thing is we just encourage those entrepreneurs to really rally their troops and come listen to their pitches and drop those tickets in their bucket.
Jess, I wanted to ask you, too, because we focus here a lot, and I think we did last year on the deadline for participation with entrepreneurs, but what about, say, potential business partners or funding partners? Is that deadline also today, or has that deadline passed, or can other partners in this process maybe still step forward for that big activity next month?
Absolutely. So if there is a business or someone who's wanting to partner with the concept, they can contact our office. Not only do these entrepreneurs receive dollars from those votes, but we also have different partners throughout the community that are offering like support resources. So there's different prizes, if you will, for these entrepreneurs, whether it's in the way of like marketing consulting or advertising or accounting services. So it's not just dollars that they can win. I think as of right now, we've got about $14,000 in prize money and resources that we'll be able to allocate on March 9th. But if you're interested, you can just contact us, and then you come to the pitch competition. So come on March 9th, and if you're like, oh my gosh, this concept is amazing and I need to be a part of it, then you yourself can connect with those entrepreneurs and go from there.
So this will be at the Granada Theater then on March 9th?
Location to be determined. I don't think we've set that in stone, but when we get that in place, we'll definitely post that on our social media handles and on our website.
Jess, I know as we shift kind of off of Show of Hands, we've been talking with Casey a little bit about the e-tech startup business venture. That's, I think, still accepting businesses for that, with that really launching in just a few weeks, early April. What else is cooking right now for Main Street?
Oh, my gosh. 'Tis the season. There are so many different things to get involved in. You know, we've got a whole slate of events and activities that are coming up this spring, summer, and fall. So we're going to see The Taste in April, which is always a community favorite, and tickets are on sale for that, Civic Auditorium. And then we roll right into, like, our downtown events. So we've got a couple of different disc golf events that we're partnering with Dynamic Disc. We have the Unbound Finish Line Celebration. And then yesterday we just launched applications for vendors for the Cinco de Mayo Festival that we're partnering with HOT on. So everything's on our website. These downtown events are a great opportunity to even test business concepts. So if you think you have an idea, you know, maybe set up shop at one of these things and see kind of how the community responds to maybe your product or services that you're interested in selling.
Can I go back to the pitch competition?
Sure.
Can we go back there, Jess?
Back up a little bit, yes.
Anything for you, Ron.
So that is, I mentioned March the 9th, right?
Correct.
March the 9th. And did you say location to be determined?
Yes, I do believe it is at the Granada Theater.
Okay.
But I need to solidify just a couple of things, but let's go with that as of right now.
Well, I'm just looking at your website here. I'm just following
yes.
what you're telling me on that
correct.
Wonderful Main Street website that you have. And the
for all intents and purposes, yes.
Okay. Right. Now, the pitch competition, the pitchers that will be there, is there a time limit for each specific pitch then, Jess?
Yes, it is 7 minutes.
Okay.
So you've got 7 minutes to do your pitch and then 3 minutes of question and answers. So we'll offer help getting ready for those pitches, so just don't think we're just going to throw you out there without any support or practice or anything like that. But we will work with the group of folks that will be doing those pitches. And again, I tell people, if your interest is perked and you want to learn more, you can call me at the office. If you want to go ahead and go online and submit an application, but maybe have some questions about the supporting documents, go ahead and just submit what you've got, and we will touch base and get you all ready to roll for the night.
I have to ask you, Jess, you mentioned here when you started rolling into the other events that 'tis the season. When is it not the season for Emporia Main Street?
You know, we used to kind of have a slower time of the year at the end of fourth quarter, but that kind of has gone away. So yeah. I guess it, you know, is just another day in a wonderful downtown Emporia.
Well, the pitch competition, this pitch competition came really into play last year, and there was, I think, some substantial success with that. There are businesses that were at the program last year that are in business today, aren't there?
There are. We had a great turnout last year, and, you know, one I think that is just kind of at the forefront there is Imaginarium. So Dell and Melanie had pitched their concept, and that was just kind of that perfect example. They definitely rallied their troops and had people come to listen and give feedback, and then they moved forward and are now in the incubator space, the Emporia Main Street office location. And so that's just kind of a good example of a concept that has gone through those steps and has really been successful, all the way from the pitch competition to working within our incubation situation. So, yep, that has been a great concept, too.
And there was some axe sharpening there, too, wasn't there last year?
Huh? Yes, that is also another great business that we have had start in downtown Emporia. And if you haven't gone down and thrown axes at Main Street Axe Company with Caleb, you are missing out. It is so much fun. It is such a great stress reliever. I encourage everyone to go down. You get some awesome league set up and a college night, and it's just a great night out.
I will attest to that. Jenny and I did that a couple of months back, and we can't wait to do that again. That was a ton of fun.
You're now an axe thrower, huh, Chuck?
And she beat me in a couple of standard games. And you can change up your game. They teach you about different kind of contests that you can do. So she beat me straight out. There were a couple other ones that I won. So, yeah, we're not competitive at all.
They've got a lot of fun games down there.
Yep, very true, very true. Enjoy yourselves at Main Street.
All right, and before we let you go, Jess, we just want to congratulate you and Main Street and all the volunteers for a very successful public improvement auction that took place just about a week ago at the Granada Theater. The dueling pianos were great entertainments, and sounds like your fundraising effort went pretty well.
It did. We were really excited with the turnout for the event and just really pleased with the overall evening in general. You know, the public improvement auction is one of our major fundraisers throughout the year, and we're really going to be able to do some good with the funds that were raised that night.
Outstanding. Jess, thanks so much. Best of luck here with everything you got cooking here over the next few months.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks, Jess. Good to talk to you. Yeah, Jessica Buchholz. Emporia Main Street, you mentioned they got a lot cooking, as always, at Main Street.
Yeah, no doubt there. You can always go to EmporiaMainStreet.com or call the office for more details. As mentioned here a little bit ago, we are wide open here on the Newsmaker 2 spots for 820, but given how much stuff is happening across the KVUE listening area, we could wind up filling most, if not all, of our Newsmaker 2 slots here within the next few hours. So if you want one, reach out to me, 620-342-1400 here this morning.
Yeah, please do that, and don't delay. We'd love to get you on. And, you know, next week is going to be a very, very busy week.
Oh,
not
yes.
That they aren't always busy weeks.
Couple extra reasons as to why.
We will be launching the United Way of the Flint Hills radio auction here.
That is cool.
Coming up on Monday, and it will be every morning, 6:30 until 9. Basically, you can bid on great items that they have, and they do.
Yep.
And some wonderful items, but the auction will launch on Monday, and you can log on to the United Way of the Flint Hills website, and they've basically got everything listed Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yep.
And they've got, six or seven great items on the block for each and every morning. All money raised will go directly to the United Way. So be a part of the United Way of the Flint Hills, United by Community Strength, KVOE Live Morning Drive Auction.
Okay.
Beginning on Monday. Good to have Mickey Edwards and Hannah Crow will be up with us, and they'll be taking the bids and then posting where the bids are online, so you'll be able to follow along and see where the bids are.
Awesome.
Right on through the process every weekday morning next week.
Okay.
They've got some really good stuff, too.
Ooh. They have the last couple of years, but I think this is ratcheting it up a notch or two here for this week.
They've done a great job. So, yeah, be a part of it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, we're raising money for the United Way of the Flint Hills. And that is what it is all about. So, and we're gearing up, of course, the big Emporia Friends of the Zoo auction is next Friday night, a week from tonight, at the Anderson Building on the Lyon County Fairgrounds. And don't forget about the big Lions Club breakfast a week from tomorrow.
Oh, man.
At the Emporia Senior Center. Well, stay tuned throughout the day. Chuck will keep you updated on all the local news happenings. I guess really waiting maybe later on, early evening. USD 252 could possibly.
Quite possible. And actually, now it does appear likely. We just did get an update from Board President Emily Darbyshire that action is expected tonight on a new superintendent, again, to replace Mike Argerbright, who has led the district for 16 years. He's been in education for close to 40. The question now is going to be how long it takes for executive sessions to get to that point. But the meeting slate starts at 5 o'clock this evening in Hartford. Three candidates, including Emporia High's Dathan Fisher, were among the finalists that interviewed on Tuesday. And it'll be very interesting to see which direction the district decides to go. All three finalists were building principals. This would be obviously their first run at the superintendent's position for them personally. So we will see who they choose. But the way it sounds, top credentials for all three of the different candidates that have reached this point.
Yeah, two are from the area here.
Right.
And one from not the area, that being in Colby.
Right.
far from the area right there.
Mm-hmm. But all have a lot of different experiences. Some of those overlap, some of those pretty varied for the principals or superintendents to be, I guess you could say. So hopefully here this evening and hopefully shortly after 5 instead of maybe quite a bit later on in the evening, we'll be able to announce that for you here on KVUE, KVUE.com, and KVUE social media.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted on that. So 5 p.m. is a start time for that in Hartford here this evening. Don't forget, we do have we've got some serious wrestling coverage today from Park City. The Emporia High boys will be in action. 6 made it through the regionals and now will be participating in state competition. Curtis Simons, Tegan Trahoon. We'll keep you updated. We'll have all the matches here on KVOE starting shortly after 10 o'clock this morning. So we'll follow the Emporia High grapplers throughout the state meet in Wichita, Park City, to be more specific, starting just after 10 o'clock this morning here. KVOE Live.
And local.
Yeah, so you mentioned our newsmakers for next week. Our prime times are all taken that Friday. We've got the First Friday Art Walk that we'll have in that slot on Friday. And then we'll Monday be getting in, hopefully, Sally Connard to look at the Habitat for Humanity fundraising benefit concert, which is on the 7th.
Yeah, that's fast approaching.
Tuesday, so we'll get Sally on with us on the 6th to promote that.
Awesome. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, great night of music and all to raise money for a very worthy cause, Habitat for Humanity. Yeah, we need an update on that anyway. We haven't talked about Habitat in a while.
I know. I reached out to Eric Kirby probably right about the same time that you were talking with Sally or trying to get things lined up with her. So I have a feeling that we had things deferred. So Sally will take that on the 6th, and hopefully we'll get a good full Habitat update here shortly for you as well.
And do we have our weather week coming up very soon?
Yes, that actually starts on the 6th. It goes March 6th through the 10th.
Okay.
As mentioned here a couple of times already this morning, we do have at least a possibility of some stronger to severe thunderstorms, a little earlier than that as of this upcoming Sunday. But we do have our talk of Emporia, I believe, on the 3rd. I want to double check. Actually, it's on the 1st. It's going to be this upcoming Wednesday.
Yeah.
And we will have a Weather Service meteorologist, Chance Hayes with the Wichita office, Chad Omid of the Topeka office, joining us by phone here on KVUE and KVUE.com this upcoming Wednesday.
All right. So Severe Weather Awareness Week
is
at the doorstep.
Pretty much upon us right now.
We're getting into that time of the year here. And we'll keep you posted, as always, led by Chuck Samples and our storm coverage team here at KVOE Live and local. All right, Chuck, have a good day.
Boston, have we done headlines yet?
We have not done headlines yet, have we?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll be happy to step out, but we probably better do that first.
Yeah, because I'm looking right at my screen here. It says ABC News headlines. I better go ahead and get that done now. Yeah.
Another round of U.S. sanctions against Russia announced as the ongoing war against Ukraine marks a year since the invasion. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Good Morning America.